106.5 Mountain FM, Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Wednesday night, there was a meeting regarding the area structure plan for an area of Dead Man's Flats that could see development, but I don't think really anybody wants to see development, but they've got to do it anyways. This is kind of a convoluted story.
And it really involves a lot of players at the table, and most especially the provincial government. The MD of Bighorn has a piece of land in Dead Man's Flats on the other side of the wildlife corridor underpass. They wanted to originally swap that environmentally sensitive land with a piece of land on the 1X highway that used to be a commercial site to use that to develop something in the future. Years and years of negotiations. Ministers change, government switch ups in terms of the higher ups, and all of a sudden, tourism and parks, the minister said, no, we're not going ahead with this. It was been my speculation that they didn't like the optics of swapping the land because of the land on the 1X is in a provincial park. Mm-hmm. The optics would be bad unless you actually look at the details of the proposal. So being turned down and frustrated from years of that process, they're looking at their long-term financial sustainability through developing their tax base.
Yeah.
So they started down this road of an area structure plan. I think we've gotten to the point where it's time to recognize that two wrongs don't make a right. The entire system of wildlife corridors people have fought for, and now you're going to throw a development in there. That's just as wrong as the province not looking at the land swap for what it is. I'm hoping that Cam Westhead, our new MLA, a new NDP government, means that after the public hearing that we had on Wednesday and seeing the sheer level of opposition, like Three Sisters Mountain Village was opposed to it, a group for sustainable development, BOCOR, against it, the town of Canmore firmly opposed, and that's their language. And let me read out to you, given the strength of our objection, this is from Mayor John Borrowman to the MD of Bighorn. We hereby give notice of our concerns. We are expressing our desire to engage in formal mediation process to resolve this matter. Should the MD opt not to mediate and move to approve this ASP, we advise that it's our intent to file an appeal of the matter to the municipal government board.
Wow.
Nobody likes this idea.
Yeah.
And I don't even think the MD of Bighorn really likes this idea.
Yeah. So is it the MD of Bighorn playing chicken with the provincial government saying, hey, we're going to develop this. Let's sit down at the table and talk about that land swap now.
I honestly think that's the strategy. Yeah. And a new minister of parks might be more willing to sit down, just even have them look at what was submitted at this public hearing. This is a lot of opposition. And then everyone sit back down at the table and start talking about what's an actual solution.
Yeah. Following the news just about the new NDP government and some of the meetings they've had with other groups on other issues, what I've taken away is that, hey, this is a government that actually listens to us, that actually wants to sit down with all the key stakeholders, listen to what we have to say, take our feedback and develop policy based on that. Let's hope that the government does the same thing in this situation.